We have a thrust reverser open in flight. We cannot maintain this level. Request immediate descent. We still cannot retract the thrust reverser. Our approach speed will be higher than normal. Request vectors for the longest runway. We aborted takeoff due to loss of engine oil pressure. We have an engine oil leak. Request diversion. We have a low oil pressure warning from engine number 2. Request diversion. Engine number 1 has a temperature problem. Request holding to perform checklist. Our EGT continues to be above the maximum limit. Request descent. We might have to shut down engine number 2 shortly. We have performed our procedure, but engine vibration still exists. Request diversion. The engine vibration is now causing the airplane to shake violently. We are shutting down our engine number 3. We made a visual inspection of engine number 2 from the cabin. The engine cowling has fallen off. Engine number 3 has a smoke coming out of the pylon section. We are evacuating. Ground vehicle has collided with our engine nacelle. Maintenance work is needed before flight. Request cancel our airway clearance. The number 2 engine has been shut down. We are no longer able to maintain level flight. Request descent to flight level 200. The uncontained engine failure has caused parts of the fuselage to be damaged. Request emergency descent. Our left engine has ingested FOD. We are shutting down engines and holding position. There is a huge gaping hole in the aisle. Somehow the cabin floor has been punctured. We are reseating passengers. Request holding. We heard an explosion from the cabin. Request to stop climb. We are unsure of the cause of the explosion. There are injuries in the cabin. We'll get you an update as soon as possible. Some passengers have cuts and burn wounds due to onboard explosion. Request diversion and medical services upon arrival.